This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we want to thank them, as well as our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world on the satellite and on the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, plus the bulk mail centers, sorting out the mail for us right now, and the bulk mail haulers bringing the mail to the bulk mail centers. Thank you for the job you do keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have to offer over there. Now, joining us right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on this Friday morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have an email here from John, and it makes a statement, but I think we need to help him out a little bit with his statement. John is saying, Obama kept Hillary's missing email server in the Oval Office. A bald-faced, proven liar he is. And then the quote is, Judicial Watch FBI admits Hillary Clinton emails found in Obama White House. That's the headline.
Well, when you send an email, it has two locations. It has the sender location and the receiver location, okay? So Hillary wiped off, you know, whatever, or she had her team, because she didn't really know how to do that, emails off of her system, but the receiver still had those emails.
Right.
So the emails that Hillary sent to Obama were found on the Obama White House system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really what, you know, he's trying to say there. Not the server, but the, not Hillary's server, but the, what is known as the, executive EOP, Executive Office of the President.
Right, because they had Hillary's server, but it had been scrubbed, right?
Well, some of it had, yeah.
Okay, and just like the DNC, we were talking about that off air, and the DCCC, they found those servers. The one they didn't, wait a minute, the one they didn't find, sorry, I'll correct myself, was the one that Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Pakistanis were involved in, and that was the Democratic National Committee.
Well, no, that was the system that there are several servers that the Pakistani IT guys had, and that was not the DCCC, but the Democrats themselves that had hired and paid for the Pakistani IT guys.
Yeah, exactly. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz was in charge. It was she was the one that hired him, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, there is so much news that's just being dumped in our lap right now. Hannity last night, John Solomon walking around saying that I have got the documents that came from the Ukraine that they want our government to see that implements the Clinton campaign directly in what was going on with the Ukraine, with trying to go after Donald Trump and this, that, and the other. Definite collusion. I mean, we heard all kinds of things last night, and I'm pretty sure you were watching Hannity like I was.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Solomon didn't get to say everything that he needed to say.
Right.
So you had to read his article.
Right.
And what had happened was when the Obama-Hillary camp learned that Paul Manafort was going to work for the Trump campaign,
mm-hmm.
they went to Ukraine, especially out of the Ukrainian embassy in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and under a guise invited Ukrainian officials to the White House
mm-hmm.
to have a discussion, something about training or something. But when they got there, the Ukrainian officials got there, they quickly learned that it had nothing to do with any kind of training. The Obama Hillary operation wanted Ukraine's help to implicate and dig up whatever they could on the Party of Regions, which is the elite, I guess, organization that Paul Manafort was a part of.
Yeah,
so
he was an unregistered lobbyist, right?
Well, he was that too, but
okay.
They wanted to get whatever they could possibly get on Manafort, on who was paying him and whatnot. And therein lies where I think some of the original plan was beginning to put operatives into the Trump operation. Does that make any kind of sense?
Well, it does if you've been following this, but if you haven't been, we just talked a whole bunch of gobbledygook to people. Basically, they went after Manafort and they got the goods they needed. But it was the Obama White House and the Democrats that did this, which, by the way, I believe is the definition of collusion.
Well, in this particular situation, I would call it conspiracy.
Okay, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I was going to say is John Solomon has been in touch with some of the Ukrainian officials because some of them are no longer in office due
right.
to elections and all the other kinds of things. And some of them have provided the documents to John Solomon.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. And by the way, the Inspector General's report that's coming out is even more damning, with more names, with more indications of wrongdoing by the former administration. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves. Because it doesn't matter what you use, whether it's a gun, a knife, a club, a bat, a piece of pipe, your fists, whatever, when you have to defend yourself, more than likely, you're going to be staring down a police officer who's going to show up to do an after-action report, which could land you in trouble. So, defending yourself shouldn't cost you everything that you own either. Now, I want you to go to my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, click on that USCCA logo that's right there. By the way, a window will drop down for a free gun a day giveaway, so sign up for that. And then consider becoming a member, because if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat. And you'll get the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has won an award 2 years ago and won an award again this year for the best magazine in the country pertaining to guns and ammo and all sorts of stuff in that category. All right. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. By the way, question. 35 countries where Americans are most likely to get kidnapped. What's the number one country on the list?
I have no idea.
Pakistan.
Okay.
Pakistan. Now, isn't that kind of interesting in lieu of what's happened there in the last week since Easter?
I suppose.
And we also, by the way, Daniel Pearl, they caught the person to believe was involved in that horrible murder of the reporter Daniel Pearl. So
right.
It's kind of ironic that we're hearing about all that this week right now. But anyway, is what it is. You know, I had somebody say something to me yesterday in my travels. They said, hey, Captain, next time you see Denise, you know, we beat ISIS up. They're scattered around the world in the countryside. They're not as organized as they used to be. But how is it that they are organized in places like Pakistan, where we just saw this attack, places like the Philippines, where we have seen what's been going on there, which, by the way, the Philippine government, I think, just launched a big offensive against that group that was over there and defeated them soundly. Is that correct?
No.
All right.
Okay, look. Terrorist organizations, while some have physical presence, like the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps or Hezbollah, whatnot, you know, they do have physical presence in wherever they're located, Venezuela or Iraq and mm-hmm. so forth. The rest of them operate in a virtual world now. And so we have a virtual caliphate. You know, Islamic State certainly lost territory that it once had between Iraq and Syria. Islamic State still has foot soldiers, not many of them, but, you know, they still have foot soldiers both in Iraq and Syria. But
correct.
In order for them to communicate, in order for them to plan, in order for them to raise money, in order for them to train and all the things they do, they operate in a virtual world, which, you know, most of the world has gone to anyway, right? I mean, we communicate on the Internet. We communicate in direct messaging. We communicate, you know, on social media, in private messages.
Right.
They communicate in cell phone apps that are encrypted. They communicate on the dark web. You know, so they're in a virtual world. How are you going to stop that? I mean, you would need a virtual major army of cyber people that do nothing but are dedicated to that. So what has happened is that they're putting pressure on YouTube, which is Google, and says you better start going through and removing some of these videos. And, you know, allegedly Google does some of that. Same thing with Twitter. Hey, Jack, you know, do you have a team over there that's removing some of these people? Other people just volunteered to do it, and I happen to know a couple of them
mm-hmm.
that volunteered to remove the Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. They still have put stuff out there. But then you have who is trolling the dark web in order to handle that. But how are you going to stop the cell phone communications that are happening in encrypted apps like WhatsApp?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Yeah. All right. Now, I got a question for you here. We found out yesterday that North Korea sent the United States a $2 million medical bill for the treatment of the deceased prisoner, Otto Warmbier, who got home and within, what, 3 days died. Is that correct?
When we don't know all the details. There's more to this thing with Otto being sent home. Okay. Something happened, obviously, in North Korea. And North Korea allegedly says that they were treating him medically, and in order for him to be released, some person from the United States, I heard the name yesterday, but I've never heard of this person before, signed essentially a promissory note that, yeah, you know, we acknowledge this, not that we'll pay it, we acknowledge this $2 million medical bill, okay? We haven't paid it yet, but North Korea wanted a signature that they would get paid on it, so... again, I think we only acknowledged that there was a bill, not that we would pay it. But so we haven't done so, and they're sending us a past due notice, I guess, on the $2 million.
Well, they're doing more than that because Kim yesterday said, and I quote, the U.S. acted in bad faith with the talks they were having with Hanoi or with Korea in Hanoi. Was this part of it?
I have no idea.
I don't either, but it kind of sounds like it.
$2 million is nothing. So,
right.
I mean,
Now, Maria Butina, who is the Russian woman spy, I guess you might as well call her, right? She's been convicted because of her ties to espionage and all that. By the way, isn't she indirectly involved in this Ukraine stuff?
In Ukraine, no. She was the one that got her injected herself into the NRA because she wanted to allegedly create a gun rights, organization in Russia.
Okay.
She was a spy.
Okay.
And
now,
so she's about to be sentenced, apparently.
Today.
Whatever that
yep.
sentence, yes. And whatever that sentence is, it essentially breaks down to she's just going to be deported. I have a feeling that we're doing a swap. Because it may not be our people necessarily. We may be helping out Ukraine because remember, Russia seized those
Sailors.
Part of the.
Sailors.
That's right, and
yeah.
took them back to. Yeah, we haven't had a follow up on that one, so
nope.
we may be helping out. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
Well, there's some other kind of a thing going on there.
All right, now I got a question for you. Have you been following what's been going on in Baltimore with that mayor? What the heck? I mean, they went to her home, and they went to her office, and they took a whole bunch of files out, and within hours, she disappeared and is gone. Nobody can find her.
Well, allegedly, she's ill. So,
all right.
But something has to do with the fact that she wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And some big organization okay. paid for the first, I don't know.
Well, let's take a question. I believe this is Bagab and Bob. Is that you, Bob?
Yes, sir.
30 seconds.
Good morning.
30 seconds. Make it real quick.
All right. Denise, isn't it true that all this negotiation with North Korea really don't mean anything unless we can get them to return the fissile material and bomb components?
All right. Thanks, Bob. Because we're running out of time, Denise, but go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it all comes down to give up your nuclear program and, you need to get down to the fissile material or the uranium, which apparently was a large part of the conversation that little Kim had with Putin yesterday in Vladivostok.
Now, by the way, there's a report that next month the FBI and Florida officials, including our governor, both our senators and the congressman involved in the county where the supervisor of elections office was hacked, their computer system, are going to be briefed over what's going on with the Russian election hacking. So we'll have to wait till next month to find out about that.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, we'll talk to you on the weekend show, so you have yourself a great day.
Yes, you too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and we will be right back, and we'll take another look at our military news. And by the way, Venezuela, reports coming out of Venezuela that military personnel are now deserting to Colombia and Brazil in larger numbers. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting, "Welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe," as the former Vice President Joe Biden becomes the 20th Democrat to get into the race for 2020. As for word, he doesn't want former President Obama to endorse him. Biden telling reporters,
"I asked President Obama not to endorse, and he doesn't want to. We should
whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
Now, earlier, Biden announcing via video he's running, saying our best days still lie ahead.
I believe history will look back on 4 years of this president and all he embraces as an aberrant moment in time. But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where your career and your next paycheck and the options you have are immense at National Aviation Academy. By the way, before I get started here with the words from the National Aviation Academy, there apparently has been 1,300 migrants in Mexico that have escaped from a detention center. Most all of them were Cubans. Cubans. That had come in. Cubans. There you go. All right, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. For all of you listening to me at the military bases, MacDill here in my backyard, Nellis Air Force Base, where we heard from Sergeant Tim a little while ago, and the other military bases that we broadcast to because of the stations that are located there. And by the way, we do that intentionally because we want to talk to you guys and gals. There are two important dates in your future. One of them is Friday, April the 26th. The other one is Friday, May the 31st. Now, these are the next start dates for the National Aviation Academy classes in Clearwater, Florida, and Boston, Massachusetts, the suburb Concord where the campus is. And you've been hearing me talk about National Aviation Academy for years. Now, National Aviation Academy has helped hundreds of vets make the transition to an aviation career in the private sector. Now, they have a team of specialists that can help you with your career separation plan, and the top 10% of the aviation maintenance techs make well over $80,000 per year. So, what are you waiting for? For more information on their statistics and upcoming classes, go to NAA.com. That's NAA.com. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. National Aviation Academy. You'll be glad you did. Let me tell you, I've had a number of people come up to me when I've gone over to National Aviation Academy here in Clearwater and shake my hand because I told them about this opportunity, and they're just loving every minute of it. Okay, repeating that that breaking news about the illegals. This is in Mexico where this happened. Don't know the exact place yet, but 1,300 detainees have escaped from a detention center, and most of them were Cubans coming in through Cuban. Now, that doesn't mean that that they're Cuban nationals. It just means they came in via Cuba. And when I hear that, I think about all the different possibilities that that opens up, too. Now, don't forget, China is still very much in the news when it comes to the military, because a Chinese leader, Xi Jinping, has refashioned the People's Liberation Army into a force that's rapidly closing the gap on U.S. firepower. And in some vital areas, they may have surpassed it, like, for example, with their Navy. Now, American victory over China in a regional war is no longer insured, nor do we know that we even want something like that, because who wants to go to war, for God's sakes, with China or with Russia? But if we do, we need to understand that we need to do it for the right reasons, and of course, you always go to war to win. Now, before I get to my call over here, allies right now, we have two carriers attracting most of the attention in the Mediterranean Sea, between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea, where Russia and Turkey are raising concerns about the fact that there are two aircraft carriers which get most of the attention, and seven ships, destroyers and cruisers. Also, we have one ambassador over that region. And the U.S. footprint is smaller than what it used to be. We used to have a lot more than that in those areas. But we're doing more with less right now. So the point here is Russia and Turkey are trying to make our lives difficult over in that region. All right, let's drift down over here. I think we've got Ian on the line. Is that Ian?
Yeah, it sure is.
What's up? What's up?
The 1,300 Cubans escaped, Tom, just like that, right?
That's right.
They didn't escape. They were let loose. Mexico, they're not dumb. If you ever listen to their politicians and their government, they say, hey, we don't want immigrants. We can't afford them. They're a burden. They don't want to take care of them.
I've heard that.
That costs money.
Yep.
They let them loose, okay? Mm-hmm. They let them loose. There's no way that 1,300 escaped. Now, they looked the other way while the doors were open, okay, because they don't want to have to be burdened with them. They can send them across the frontier, El Norte, up to us and stick us with them.
Yeah.
Because we're stupid enough to let it happen. Oh, by the way, look this up. And I'm not making this up, everybody. Operation Wetback. Go to Google or whatever. Do an Operation
I remember
Wetback.
It. Mm-hmm.
Remember General Joseph Swing?
I don't remember the general, but I remember, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was in 8th Eisenhower during World War II. And when Eisenhower became president, he put him in charge of helping the Border Patrol back then.
Yeah.
And they created Operation Wetback 1954. And one of the features of Operation Wetback is they took converted freighters, or actually they took converted troop ships from World War II.
They were on the Hudson River in one case, in California.
Put the illegal aliens on the troop ships.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Brought them across the Gulf of Mexico and shipped them back to Mexico and landed them in Tampico and Veracruz and got them out of here.
Yep, you're right. Mm-hmm.
I guess Joseph Swing and Eisenhower were Nazis and fascists, huh?
Well,
anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you. And by the way, we were taught about Operation Wetback when I was in junior high school. It was part of what was in the books. I'm not sure it's in the books anymore, but we learned that was part of the immigration we learned about and what President Dwight David Eisenhower had done, which I was a little too young to personally remember him. But I do know that when I was young, my dad, who had served under in Dwight Eisenhower's command and had actually served with the general staff, took me to meet Dwight Eisenhower at the old Hancock International Field. He came in on a TriStar Constellation prop plane, four engines, and it had a funny-looking wing on it. I remember that, tail and all that stuff. It was like the old TWA planes. That's the only way I can think of to describe it right now. But I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and my dad introduced me to General Eisenhower. I vaguely remember it. I was only about 5 or 6 years old at the time, but he introduced me to Dwight Eisenhower, and that was, at the time, I didn't realize the importance of it. But once I was old enough to realize what had happened and saw the pictures of me with my dad and the president and my father, I had an idea of what it was that, you know, went on. Because, again, World War II, Dwight Eisenhower's staff, and he went all the way to Berlin with the general. All the way to Berlin with the general. But anyway, there you go. And I will say this, the Pentagon right now, the Department of Defense is now going to have full responsibility for conducting background investigations of all federal employees and contractors under an executive order signed by President Trump back on April the 24th. So the background investigations are now being done by the Department of Defense. And I think that's because of some of the, for lack of better words, hanky-panky stuff that was being done in the political annals of some of these agencies. Now, the Selective Service System is being called an inexpensive insurance policy against a national emergency and, in the eyes of some, should be modified to include women, according to a senior Defense Department official. Now, this was implied during a hearing about the future of the draft and the registration of such in the United States. And personally, I don't have a problem at all with women being signing up for the draft and being drafted for whatever. I just don't have a problem at all. I think that's a great thing. It works for Israel. Why wouldn't it work for us? By the way, Israel is telling all their citizens to leave Sri Lanka immediately because of another credible threat. Wow. All right. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog of Wall Street, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive Dealerships. They have four dealerships, and now, with the huge selection that they have there, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any of the pre-owned vehicles in the Moss family inventory. Now, you can go to a special website right now and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. The website is Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay, and they are the original home of You Serve, You Save, a program that saves all veterans, active duty military, plus first responders a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months, too, with approved credit. Just check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check, and always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
I got 47 seconds of Joe Biden, and I want you to listen to what he had to say, then I'm going to ask you your opinion. So here we go.
And we had to make a decision. The
president, he went around the table with all the senior people, including the chiefs of staff. And he said, I have to make a decision. What is your opinion? He started with the National Security Advisor, the Secretary of State, and he ended with me. Every single person in that room hedged their bet, except Leon Panetta. Leon said, go. Everyone else said, 49, 51, this got to me. He said, Joe, what do you think? And I said, you know, I didn't know we had so many economists around the table. I said, we owe the man a direct answer. Mr. President, my suggestion is don't go. We have to do two more things to see if he's there.
Now, that was obviously going after bin Laden, and we know what the end result was there. They went in, they got him, and that was it, end of story. They went in to kill him. They didn't go in to capture him.
Yeah, again, when was that from?
That was from an interview he gave 2 days prior to his announcement.
Okay. Okay. Joe didn't want to go in and get him, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, my point in playing that is, imagine what had happened if Hillary Clinton had been the president. Do you think bin Laden would still be around?
I don't know. It's tough to tell. I don't know. I think Hillary seems like she's pretty much of as far as I'm concerned, pretty much shoot him up down. I mean, remember what she said with Libya, right?
Yeah, I do.
He died. Type of a line. So I don't know. Maybe Hillary would win. It's been something else. I have no idea.
Now let's talk about Larry Kudlow, because Larry Kudlow gave an exclusive interview to Newsmax TV yesterday. Christopher Ruddy was the person he was talking to. And he is saying that the Fed may cut rates further.
It's interesting. I keep hearing that. I'm kind of surprised. I would, my opinion, kind of hold off and wait, quite honestly, because the rates aren't that high as it is. I'm not a big fan of the Federal Reserve tinkering. I'm not a big fan of the Federal Reserve at all, quite honestly. I don't know what they're going to do in regards to replacing members of the Federal Reserve moving forward, because it seems like that the Trump administration kind of capitulating on some of those choices and letting them go by the wayside, not fighting for them. But I don't really see the necessity to lower rates right now.
Now, we haven't seen this yet. It has not been released, to my knowledge, yet, as we are at about 8 minutes before the hour here. But we are going to get another GDP growth number today, correct?
Yes.
And Larry Kudlow says it could reach 3%.
That would be fantastic. It would. But again, I mentioned this before, Matt. I mean, I really want to see, and I think we can have sustained GDP growth above 3%, I really do. I think we've got more work to do before we get there, which means cutting down the size of government and regulation. It's going to be harder moving forward when we continue to spend more and more money on interest payments on our ginormous national debt. But yeah, I'm real happy right now, obviously, with the jobs numbers that are out there, more people entering the workforce, which is fantastic, and wages. We haven't seen wage growth since Bill Clinton was president. We haven't.
That's right.
And you got two terms. You got 16 years of presidents, eight of Bush, eight of Obama, where, you know, wage growth was just stagnating. And this is why we've got all these little democratic socialists running around. You start seeing wage growth, they're going to start going away more and more.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that's going on is there's a few, not a lot, but a few economists running around, or at least they call themselves economists or brokers or whatever, and they're saying, well, you know, car sales are down and production is down and this is down and their jobs are being cut and blah, 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 blah. I'm not seeing that. I am not seeing that. Everywhere I go, help wanted, and people working, and buildings going up, and shopping centers, and apartments, and houses, and new businesses. My God, I mean, are these people living in la-la land? What is it that I'm seeing that they're not?
Sometimes cut jobs because, you know, that they need to, and certain businesses change, and models change. That's always going to be the case. Jobs don't last in industries forever, but the question is whether or not new ones are being created. And industries go by the wayside. Sometimes businesses scale back. That's okay, as long as we're creating up jobs elsewhere. And from what I see, I see a lot of job creation taking place.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Atlanta Fed is saying that they're predicting the first quarter GDP will be 2.7%.
We'll find out. We'll find out with 8:30 this morning.
Yeah, that's 8:30. Okay, all right. I was thinking sometimes they release it earlier, but I guess not in this case.
I think it's 8:30. I think I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, I know it's after I get off the air. I just don't know exactly when. By the way, Syracuse University, your old alma mater and University College of Syracuse University, where I went for a couple of years, is now training some military men and women of the fine art of learning how to go in business for themselves.
You know, one of the best ways, I mean, the great to give any time you're giving people tools to learn how to go and become self-sufficient, start business is fantastic. You want the best business degree you're going to get is to go out there and work in various different businesses. You know, start when you're younger, try different things out, watch how companies run. I think it's great that they're doing that there. I actually, kind of ironically enough, I was talking about this yesterday on my program. I wish high schools did this with kids, where they would allow internships for high school kids.
They used to.
Jobs.
Chris, they used to.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't do that.
I don't know.
When I was, it's fantastic because then, you know, the kids come back and write about the business and, you know, how they marketed themselves.
Right.
And they can learn something. All these little businesses that you have,
yep,
or experience that you have, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah. When I was in high school, they did that. We had intern programs where you'd go work for, like, the local lumber company or the local hardware store or the local grocery store or some of that sort of thing. And then you'd come back and write about it. You're absolutely right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be great. I really do. I think that's, you know, you really want to learn about business, and I think that's the way to go.
All right, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Okay, Amazon did it. They absolutely crushed all their previous earning estimates, $3.6 billion.
They're doing well. There's no doubt about it. They've got a diverse portfolio.
I see their airplanes every day.
I do think at some point in time, though, I do think that you're going to get some antitrust people coming in. I don't mind, you know, the companies, the size of certain companies. I just mind when they start becoming conflicted. I'm not a big fan of them owning the Washington Post. I think that's an issue. We're starting to see some stories out there and how they're starting to undercut some of the retailers on their model. And some of these retailers are going to have to get smart. They're going to have to go outside of Amazon to market their products. It's still going to be curious moving forward. And retail is a funny thing. It really is. There was an actual story today talking about how youngsters, meaning my kids, the generation, what do they call them, Z? They're more inclined to go back and shop at malls and stores, and they don't like shopping on Amazon like the millennials do. And buying stuff online. So I found that kind of fascinating.
And the other thing they're doing real quick is they're going to places like Hulu. And by the way, Comcast is now mulling the sale of 30% of Hulu to Disney, who wants in on that action.
Well, Disney's going to be starting their own as well. I spent a lot of time talking about this yesterday. The whole streaming business is quite interesting.
All righty, we'll talk to you Monday morning. You have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check out all the goodies he has to offer over there, and see where you can hear him around the country on his program. And I'll be right back. Frank Silvato coming up.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.